Did you know your life has a very specific purpose that only you can fulfill? Keep listening to learn more.
Welcome to the Hope Doctor Show with best-selling author, speaker, trainer, and near-death survivor, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown. Based on our experience on the other side, this show reveals unique coping techniques and heavenly answers to life's most challenging questions and pressing problems. And now, your host, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown.
Hallelujah. Hello, this is your host, Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown. I'm excited to be with you today. I have many things I'd like to share. Looking forward to it. I'm sure some of you are wondering, who is Dr. Joyce Hunt Brown? And what is a near-death survivor? I have some interesting things to tell you today. Looking forward to it. Before we get into sharing about your purpose for living, let me tell you my story and some of the ways that I found out my purpose for living. I had a very unhappy childhood, and then when I was about 8 years old, my mom took me to a funeral. I heard how happy the person is there. I'm very practical. Why should I stay in this life with all of these problems if I could just die and go be happy? When they talked about how happy the person was who had passed away, it meant they had a peace of mind, and I wanted to have that peace of mind. From then on, I just wanted to give up and go to the other side where I believed there was an unearned peace. As I went through school, I didn't want to be in school. I didn't want to be here. I just wanted to go and have that unearned peace. At the time, all I could think about is how wonderful that must feel and what could I do to get there. I just couldn't wait until I could go to the other side and have peace of mind that they were talking about. From then on, I just wasted my time wanting to give up, wanting to die, thinking that there is a peace that I would have whether I earned it or not. I believed the myth that all you have to do is die and to have peace, that this life is a waste of time. Why should we stay here, go through these problems if we could just die and have peace of mind without having to do anything to earn it? That's a myth that I learned. There were many things that happened in my life that I just gave up. Fast forward to 1983. I became very ill. I had rheumatoid arthritis. I was bedridden. I had repeated pneumonia. I was allergic to all the antibiotics. When the doctor told me I was going to be dying, I was more thrilled than someone else would have been if they would have won tickets to Hawaii. I wasn't going to have to kill myself or end my life. I was going to be able to go to that place of peace. And one day I woke up, I was even more ill. I wanted to have just enough time to get my burial arrangement. I wanted to be in a reverent position to pray. I dragged myself into the bathtub, draped myself over the bathtub. As I was forming the thoughts in my mind, all of a sudden a voice said, "Oh no, if you come, you come now." Suddenly, I was up and out of my body, looking down on it. Death was not what I expected at all. I saw this beautiful, bright, white light, and I knew that God was with me. I had a life review. I looked back on my life. What I saw was that I'd given up on my life. Looking back, I saw things from my point of view, someone else's point of view, and God's point of view, which was totally different. I had no idea that life was all about learning and growing and making it through problems. I discovered personally that if I wanted to have grown mentally and spiritually, I would have made it through problems rather than giving up because of them. If we want to develop muscles, we lift weights. If we want to grow mentally and spiritually, we make it through problems rather than giving up. As far as I knew, it was over. I was in God's presence. It was so bright, but I wanted to shrink from his presence. I had wasted my precious earth time just wanting to give up. I began begging and pleading for another chance to live. I said, if I would have another chance to live, I promised I would tell everyone who would listen the importance of using our limited earth time wisely. But it seemed like the answer was no. Then suddenly, I was shown a gold crown tooth. I knew everything about this tooth. I hadn't even had a toothache. But I knew that it was a big part of my having been so ill. Then I was back in my body. I could feel my face. I wasn't that wispy being anymore. I dragged myself back to bed. In a few days, my mom took me to a dentist. I told him about my story and that tooth needed to come out. He said, "Does it hurt?" I said, "No." And nothing showed on the x-ray, but I knew that tooth was a big part of my having been so ill. He said, "Well, I can't pull a perfectly good gold crown tooth." So he had his attorney prepare a paper that I later came in and signed for him to pull this tooth. I just felt prompted. That tooth had to come out. So I signed his legal papers, taking away his liability. Then he made arrangements for the tooth to be pulled. The tooth was pulled. And then you could see the darkened roots. It had been badly infected up in my sinuses. And almost instantly, it was like electrical needles coming out each pore. I recovered. The rheumatoid arthritis went into remission. Within about 3 weeks, I felt like a new person. And I had a new attitude, knowing I'd had another chance to live. Wanting to share what I had learned with others, knowing I had a purpose for living, and that was to help other people find their purpose for living. We all have a reason for being here. We're all born at this particular time of the world's history for a reason, for a purpose. Look around. There are many hurting people. Maybe we can help save a life. As we share the importance of living, making it through problems, we can help others as well as helping ourselves. God has a purpose and a reason for all of us. There are many people who've had near-death experiences, different reasons, different experiences. They're as different and unique as our fingerprints. Mine was a very extensive experience, and I know why I am to share, to help others to find a way to make their life have more purpose. There are many things that I want to share with you. We can share some of those later, but for right now, there are five things I would like to share with you. Number one, none of us know if we have a tomorrow. We have to make the best use of today. It's like the sand running out of an hourglass. How important it is for us to make the best use of whatever time we have. Each hour, each minute, each hour, each day. We only have so much time in this life. If we cut that short, we won't fulfill the plans that we're here to do. We have things that we are supposed to do while we're here. And to just give up, what if there are consequences for what we do? What if there are consequences for giving up? We only have so many days. God knows how many days we have. If we try to shorten those days and not fulfill our purpose, we may have some very unhappy, surprising consequences. Only God can judge us. Number two, everyone has a divine purpose for being here. We need to stay here until that purpose is fulfilled. God will let us know when it's his time. For those who die and it's their time, they go home to peace. But if we shorten that time and we try to end our lives, we may be surprised that we have consequences that we were not expecting. Only God can judge. But we are needed. There are things for us to do to help others. And as we look around and we find others who are needing help, it will help us as we help them. Number three. One of the most important things I learned while I was on the other side is that God was judging me, not with what I didn't have. What did I do with what I had? It was a distinct question that came to me. What did you do with what you had? I started to make some excuses, coming from a divorced family, having all these different problems. No, what did I do with what I had, not with what I did not have? Number four, regardless of all of our own individual challenges, problems, we are all here to learn and grow. We do have a definite purpose for being here. And we will be able to look back someday and find out that we were fulfilling our purpose. We were helping others. There are things we can do to make certain we enjoy the other side when we get there. We are all needed. Number five, while we're here doing whatever we can, we don't have to be perfect. While I was on the other side, I discovered that here it's win or lose. But over there, trying counts. God knows the intent of our heart. If we try and do what we can and help others to try, as God answers prayers, it's usually through other people. We can be instruments in God's hands to help others to live a more fulfilling life. There are many guidelines as to how to achieve your purpose. One, if you can help with your thinking, right thinking, then we have right feelings and better actions. And we can work on our feelings. Positive thinking leads to positive feelings. And as we believe, so shall we receive. As we give, so shall we receive. There is power in positive belief. change your self-talk, change your life. As we change our thinking and keep our mind on what we want and off of what we don't want, we reap miraculous results. As we think of ourselves as our ideal self, as we breathe in and out, relax, enjoy, remembering to smile. Number two, as we live our purpose, we help others to achieve their purpose. We can all make it if we help each other. God has put us here for a reason. He needs all of us. We're all unique and different in so many ways, but we all have a goal, and that is to make the best of this life, to become the best person we can, to learn and grow. Number three, as we go through problems, if we look at them as challenges that we can learn and grow from, when something happens, if we automatically say, what can I learn from this? Instead of just looking at the problem and getting so depressed and doubt, what can I learn from this? That's the automatic thing. When something happens to us, to automatically think, what can I learn from this? Instead of getting down and depressed. And add 100 years or 5 years to a problem and see what is the real challenge. We learn and grow from problems. Number four, previous to my having been on the other side, I was really big into justice. I thought all you had to do was find out who was right or wrong, and that some great justice took place. But while I was on the other side, I didn't want justice anymore. I wanted mercy. But I discovered that if I wanted to receive mercy, I would have to have been forgiving and merciful here. I discovered personally the importance of being loving, kind, forgiving, and merciful, even on the freeway. And as we give, so shall we receive. God is real. God is a God of miracles. We can each receive miracles. We can be a miracle for someone else. Number five, we can be an instrument in God's hands to help others. Look around you. There are so many hurting people. As we help someone else, it helps us. God answers prayers. But if we look around us, whose prayer could we answer? Most of the time, God answers prayers through other people. And as we look around and see whose prayers we could answer, we are more apt to get answers for our prayers. Life is like a game, but the real score is kept on the other side. As we give, so shall we receive. There were so many things I learned while I was on the other side. I'm looking forward to having more time, another time, to share with you. And as you read the books and get to know my real story, God has a message for each of us. We each have a purpose for living. And as we tune in and find out what our purpose is, we can enjoy life more. We can help those around us to enjoy life. Life is too short to hold grudges. It's too short to be angry. Life is too short to be easily offended. There are good reasons to be loving and kind and patient. We are each only one, but we are one. We can't do everything, but we can do something. And if we will do something to help make this world a better place, with the help of God, we can all enjoy life more. Hallelujah. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today. If you would like to receive a free copy of Dr. Joyce's bestseller, God's Heavenly Answers, a book about her miraculous near-death experience, or her most recent book about how to live life with hope, purpose, and many miracles, please visit hopedoctor.org. Both books are free, no credit card required. Thank you very much for listening.
Help Us Save Lives, our nonprofit organization, Stress and Grief Relief Incorporated, has a big message, and we need your help. Suicide is not the answer. Please join with us. For a donation as small as $3, you can help us change and save lives. Visit hopedoctor.org now.